This is Wednesday evening, February 9th. Tonight's Matan Tzchara B'Tzida are peanut butter Heath bars. Apparently they're very good. Okay, sorry you're not with us. We're on Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph at the bottom. Turn her up on them. Everyone's ready? Shlosha Malchu Bekipa. Three kings, three reigns, Bekipa. In an arch. In other words, Rashi says, Bekipa, Tachas Kol Kipas Harakia. Everything under kings of the whole world. Who are they? Achav, Achashveros, and Nebuchadnezzar. Now, by the way, I looked up, but I didn't understand why. Achav was a melech of Yisrael. I thought that there was, whenever there was a melech Yisrael, there was also a melech Yehuda. So I don't know how that meant. He was at the same time as Hoshea or Yoshea. So I don't know. I didn't find the answer. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to prove each one of these. Dichsiv, Achav. Achav Achashverosh Nebuchadnezzar. Achav Dichsiv. So this is talking to Eliyahu, and Ovadia is saying to Eliyahu that he was looking for you all over. And the end of that pasuk is that he made each locale swear that Eliyahu wasn't there. So clearly, how could he have had any shlita over these locales unless he ruled over everywhere? So ilo to have a malchalayu, if not for the fact that he ruled over them, how could he have made them swear that Eliyahu wasn't there? Nebuchadnezzar, you know, from the bottom, turn our button on. Nebuchadnezzar, the Chsiba Yah, Goy, the Amamlacha, Asher Loyitin, Sabarab Alamelach, Ma'omalach Bavel. Nebuchadnezzar says, the Pasuk says like this. This is a Nebuah about Nebuchadnezzar, given by Yirmiyahu, that every nation. That will not put their neck under the yoke of Melech Bavel. So, again. Okay, so this is a Nevuah about Nebuchadnezzar that every nation will come under his rule.
Before he was king?
No, it was, the Nevuah was before he was king. Achashverosh. Hada Amran, we already said before, may Hodu be at Kush, may I ask Mishav Medina that Hodu was here, Hodu the Kush, all the whole world. Okay? Tell us very quickly. What do you mean? Everyone knows. Every child knows that Alexander the Great, he conquered the whole world in the short 32 years that he lived. Delochashu Alexander. Mokdon, Alexander of Macedonia. Mishum delo ayri yacha elabos maksum lahedya. We're only talking about those that are written explicitly. It's funny, the Tosas question answer has nothing, is not disputing that everyone knows Alexander the Great conquered the whole world. He's saying, no, of course he did. But it doesn't say anywhere in Tanakh. Right, it doesn't say in Tanakh anywhere, so
it
wasn't in the canonized. But it's clear that even Tosos, everyone, even back then, everyone knew that Alexander was this tremendous conqueror. Okay. So now the Gemara starts. Simon Shazdach, Shlomo Sancherev, what is it? Daryavish Koresh. These are the four that we're going to ask about now. Betuleka, is that it? Just Shlomo, Achav, and Achashverosh. B'ha'ika, there's more. Shlomo. What about Shlomo? Lo salak malchusei. He didn't finish his malchus. In other words, when he left the malchus, he wasn't king anymore. What? That makes sense?
He was kicked out by the demon.
Ashmedai. Melech Hashedim. He wasn't basic. He didn't finish his reign. In other words, you had to finish your reign. The only way for you to leave office.
He was dethroned,
right? Okay, and that's why he's not part of this. Okay, the other ones died, and that was the way they ended their throne, their reign. But he was dethroned in some other way.
Did he regain his throne, or
okay. That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, "Honey, Chlamandam Melech VeHadyot." That works according to the opinion that he was a melech and then he was a regular person. But according to the Mandamar that he was a melech, Hadyor and melech, what could you say? Then he finished his kingdom as a melech. Why isn't he considered? Shlomo Musachriti Avabe. Shemalach alho elyonim the ala tachtonim. Shemar Yeshub Shlomo Kisi Hashem. So Shlomo was also melech, as we mentioned before, over the Shadim. Not over the Malachim, because only the Rabban Shalom rules over the Malachim also. But since Shlomo had this element that none of the other ones had, this is actually saying Litivusa. This is something extra special that Shlomo had that none of the other ones had.
Different category.
And therefore he's in a different category. But he was Malach Al ha'elyonim va'al ha'tachtonim, on the upper world, the upper realm, and also the lower realm.
That was the rab that said the time that Shlomo did. Was it before that he was taken over by the Shadim, or was it after?
So it says that the pasuk says that as if Shlomo Melech was over the Avodah Zarah, and this is after he marries. right? Can I have some water, please? And the Gemara actually says that Shlomo HaMelech was not Ovid of Avodah Zarah, but his household was so big that people in his household were being Ovid of Avodah Zarah, and it's miyuchas, it's attributed as if he did, because he should have been more careful, or maybe he shouldn't let his household. He shouldn't have let his household gotten so big, or he married too many people, whatever it was. I don't know when that was. I guess it was. That was one of the best ways to continue your reign, was to marry people from the other kingdom, right? That was traditionally the best way to
unite the world.
That's right, unite the world. So that was the Spain and France were united under Isabella and Ferdinand because of Mary, Queen of Scots. Was also England and Scotland were together. All of these were because of strategic marriages that politically enlarged the kingdom. So marriage was, from way back when, a very strategic tool, and Shlomo HaMelech used it to the nth degree of uniting the world, so much so that he was Molech on everybody. Okay, so Havad Sancheirev. What about Sancheirev? Everyone knows Sancheirev conquered the whole world. Now, everyone also knows that Sancheirev was destroyed at the gates of Yerushalayim. So, he brings down on the bottom over here. It's not that the Gemara doesn't remember that Sancheirev was destroyed outside of Yerushalayim. It's just that since that was insignificant, possibly insignificant to everything else that he conquered, that why don't we count that? The Gemara's answer is no. Sancheirev was destroyed at the gates of Yerushalayim. V'ahavas Sancheirev, d'chsiv mi b'chol elokei ha'aratzol so'ele asher etzilu et aratza miyadi. Are there any gods in any of these nations that saved them from my hand? In other words, I conquered everybody. Ha'ikir Yerushalayim d'lokavsha. But he didn't conquer Yerushalayim. And that shows that his conquering of all of Yehuda was not counted. So, in other words, from the fact that he fell, Benes, at Yerushalayim, shows that it was insignificant that he conquered any part of Eretz Yisrael, which means there was a large part of the world, the civilized world, the populated world at the time, that he did not conquer. Okay? Ha'ika Daryavesh. What about Daryavesh? Daryavesh was the king before...
There were two Daryavesh.
Right. So this Daryavesh is not Achashverosh's son, Daryavesh the second, but rather the one that would have been Koresh Daryavesh, Achashverosh. Oh, they were? Okay, we're going to get it right now. Anyway, I think this is the one before Koresh. So, Ha'ikah Daryavesh. Daryavesh Malka. Tichsiv. Daryavesh Malka. Kotzav L'chol Amamayu. Amayu L'shnaya. Tidayrin B'chol Ara. Shlom Chon Yazge. Daryavesh wrote to every nation, language, area, wherever they lived in the whole world, and he said to them, peace be with you. Peace should continue and multiply. Ha'ikah. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ha'ikah Shevach. Sheva delo malach alayu. Dichsiv shvar kodam Daryavesh. Behekim amalchus alach dar panaya meyav esrin. That he ruled over these 120 provinces. But his not predecessor, his successor ruled over 127. If he ruled only over 120, must be he was missing 7. So he didn't rule over the whole world. Vayika Koresh. Tichsiv Komar Koresh. Melech Paras. Komam Lechol Saaretz. Nosan Li Hashem. All the lands of the world, all the kingdoms of the real world were given to me by Hashem. So why don't we count him? Sounds like he was somewhat important. So the Gemara answer is Hasam Ishtabuche Hu Kodim Ishtabich Minafshe. He was talking about himself. Oh, me, I'm great. I'm ruling the whole world. King of the world. So king of the world, a person says, I am king of the world. That doesn't mean necessarily that it's true. So even though before we took that to mean that it was true, when... Who said it? Sancheriv said it. Here, it's not true. When Koresh said it, okay? Because Sancheriv said, "Is there any god that saved their land from me?" We didn't answer. Hasim is talking about himself, because by Sancheriv it was true, but here it's not true. Okay. Bayamim ha'im. Kishevas HaMelech. It starts, this is a pasuk in the Megillah. In the beginning of the Megillah, it says, in those days when the Melech sat on his throne. So the Gemara assumes from here that if this is the beginning of the Megillah, and also like the introduction to who Achashverosh was, we're talking about the beginning of Achashverosh's reign. But then, Uchsiv Basrei, Bishna Shalosh L'Melcha, right after that it says, it was in the third year of his reign. So the Gemara says, was it the beginning or was it the third year? What are we talking about? Amarava, my kishavetz, not that it was the beginning of his reign, but rather la'acharsh nishyas v'daito. After he got settled, after he was ragua, he was calm. What was he calm from? He was calm from the following. Amar, Belshazzar chashvuta. Belshazzar calculated and was mistaken. I am going to make the cheshbin, I'm going to calculate, and I'm not going to make a mistake. Mahi, what is this calculation that Belshazzar made that he was mistaken in? Dichsiv. This is a pasuk Nivua of Yirmiyah that the Gullus Bavel will end after 70 years. The question is, after 70 years of what? Ki lefi melos lebavel, shivim shana, efkor eschem. After it will fill 70 years of Bavel, I will take you out. I will redeem you. It also says, Lemalos Lecharvos Yerushalayim, Shivim Shana. It says 70 years after Yerushalayim was destroyed. So obviously the question is, which is it? Is it 70 years of Babel's reign, or is it 70 years of Yerushalayim? And the two are not the same. So now we're going to explain what Belshazzar thought, and then we'll explain why he was wrong. So Belshazzar did like this. He figured out 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar. I don't have a pen. Does anyone have a pen? Thank you. Now I need a piece of paper.
Where's that pink piece of paper?
There we go. That's what I need. Right there. Okay. 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar. That's Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Okay? Esther Mutlas to Evil Merodach. 23 Evil Merodach is Nebuchadnezzar's successor. That is 68. Leaves us two. Tarti Didei. Two more of his own, Belshazzar's. Now we're up to 70. That's it. The third year of his reign, he was convinced they're no longer going to be saved. Tarti Didei, two of his, Hashivim. Then the next year, Apikmani, he took out the Kalim. The Bein Makdusha of the Beis HaMikdash, Vishtamish, but when he used them. Okay. We're going to get back to what happened then, that night that he used them. But just remember, that was not a good night for Belshazzar. Okay? So, first the Gemara wants to prove each one of these. Okay, we have 45 of Nebuchadnezzar, 23 of Evil Merodach, and 2 of Belshazzar. The Gemara wants to prove that these are true. So the Gemara says,
what is that sum to?
68 plus 2 is 70. And we just said that when 70 years are up, they're going to be redeemed. But if they're not redeemed, obviously that Nebuchadnezzar is not true. So that's when they took license to celebrate as if a new downfall had fallen the Jews, and they're no longer going to be Nig'al. They're not going to be saved anymore. Okay? So the Gemara says, where are we? Nebuchadnezzar. Menala da'arbein v'chameishnin malach. How do we know that Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 45 years? Damamar. Galu b'sheva. Galu b'shmona. Galu b'shmona esrei. Galu b'chayesrei. It says, they went into exile in the 7th. They went into Galus in the 8th. They went into Galus in the 18th. And they went into Galus in the 19th. These are only talking about 2 Galios. Not 4, but 2. Okay? Now the Gemara is going to explain. Galu b'sheva. The kibush Yehoyakim. Galus Yehoyachin. Shehu. Shehi shmona lemuchadnezzar. Okay? So what happened was like this. In the 8th year. I'm sorry. 7 years. 7 years after the gullus of Yeho. Galu b'sheva, l'kibush Yehoyakim, galus Yehoyachim. 7 years after the conquering of Yehoyakim was the galus of Yehoyachim, which was in the 8th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Okay? So I'm just going to skip a little bit for purposes of illustration. The Gemara is going to say later that Nebuchadnezzar ruled for 1 year, and during that year he spent his time conquering Nineveh. Now Nebuchadnezzar is 1 year old in his reign. He's already, you know, he's taking care of reform, healthcare, and all the other important things. And now it's time for him to take care of Egypt. So he goes on and he continues, right? Does anyone understand the reference that I made just now? Okay. So he conquers Nineveh, and now he goes on to conquer Jerusalem. So, what? No, I was kidding. Egypt, I met Mubarak and Obama. It was a reference to current events. Okay? What?
I got it.
Okay. So, what happened was like this. Galu b'sheva. Alright, keep moving. Galu b'sheva l'kibush Yehoyakim. The second year, he conquered Yehoyakim. 7 years later, which is his eighth year of reign, right? Because his first year was Nineveh. His second year was Yehoyakim. 7 years after Yehoyakim, which is his eighth year, he went and conquered Yehoyakim, who was Yehoyakim's son.
Question, when this expression Galu b'sheva, that means 7 years after the exile?
It means they were exiled in the seventh, they were exiled in the eighth, they were exiled in the 18th, they were exiled in the 19th.
Of what? His reign?
Of something.
Okay.
We're explaining that the first two are the same, and the last two are the same. The first two.
The point of reference. The same in terms of what the point of reference is.
No, the same.
Same effect.
The seventh and the eighth are the same Golos. It's Golos Yehoyakim. The seventh and the eighth are talking about from where you count from.
Okay.
So Yehoyakim is the son of Yehoyakim.
That's right.
Anna must have been so confusing growing up.
Well, that, it doesn't even. If you look at some of these names, it's.
I have it hard enough with Brian and my sons of Brian.
Oh.
And my wife calls him, I think she's calling me.
Yeah. So, I don't know. A glutton for punishments if you look at some of the names. Yehoyakim. So, 7 years after Yehoyakim was Yehoyakim, which was in the eighth year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Because he did the Galus Yehoyakim in the second year of his reign. Okay? So that's the seventh of the eighth. In the seventh year after Galus Yehoyakim, which was the eighth year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Galus Yehoyakim happens. Now the last part. Galu b'shmonatre. Galu b'chasre, right? Galu b'shmonatre l'kibush Yehoyakim. 18 years later, after Yehoyakim, which is the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, was Galus Tzidkio, was the Churban. Shehi tishasre l'vunechanetzar. Okay, it's always 1 year off because there's one more year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign before he was Golat Yehoyakim. So they were Galu b'sheva is the same as Galu b'shmona, and Galu b'shmona esrei Galus Tzidkio happened in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Okay, now we did all this to prove that Nebuchadnezzar reigned for 45 years. So now we have to continue the calculation. The first year he conquered Nineveh. Shana Shnia Kibesh Yehoyakim. The second year of his reign, he conquered Yehoyakim. Uchsiv Vayehi Bishloshim Bisheva Shana Lagalos Yehoyakim Melech Yehuda Bishnei Masar Chodesh Bezim Chamish Lachodesh Natsa Evel Merodach Melech Bavel Etz Rosh Yehoyakim Melech Yehuda Vayotzi Eso Mibes HaKele or Mibes HaKlu. And it says that 37 years after that, after Nebuchadnezzar put Yehoyakim into jail, he put him into Galus, Abel Merodach, who we said before was Nebuchadnezzar's successor, took him out. So if Abel Merodach was already the king 37 years later. What? Okay, I got it. Okay. So if Abel Merodach 37 years later was able to free Jehoiachin, what does that mean? He was king. Nebuchadnezzar is no longer king. Okay, that's all we know. So we know that Abel Merodach is now king. After, at this year, at the year 37, after Jehoiachin was
exiled
or imprisoned. But we just said before that the seventh year of Jehoiachin was the eighth year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, because the first year he was busy conquering Nineveh. The second year he conquered Jehoiachin. 7 years, 7 years later, he was Gola Jehoiachin. Now we have eight of his first 8 years, because that's when he was Gola Jehoiachin. We know that 37 years later, don't count the fingers, 37 years later, Abel Merodach already freed him. How much is 37 plus 8? 45. So you see, Nebuchadnezzar's reign was 45. I'll do it again very quickly. In the year 8 of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, he conquered Jehoiachin. 37 years later, Abel Merodach freed him. His successor must be that Abel Merodach's reign started 45 years after Nebuchadnezzar's. Nebuchadnezzar reigned for 45 years.
It seems like we're missing a variable. You don't have enough data to do that.
Why?
It was in the seventh year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign.
Eighth.
Was in the eighth.
The
year of
seventh year after he.
After his father was.
After after he was Gola Jehoiachin, which was the second year of his reign.
Okay.
Which means
in the eighth year of
Nebuchadnezzar's reign was the year that he imprisoned Jehoiachin.
Okay, good. Got that.
37 years later, Abel Merodach freed him.
Okay, good. So 37, you said how many years later?
37 years later.
45.
Must be. Nebuchadnezzar's reign was 45.
No, it's not that it must be, it was 45. That's the upper bound.
Right.
It's an upper bound, it's 45. But it could be.
It could have been a little less. But
we don't know that Abel Merodach did this, freed him.
Yeah, but the Gemara's assuming that that he freed his Pollard as soon as he came into office.
That's Rasa Shah.
He didn't want to live with the stain of the evil imprisonment, unjust imprisonment, any longer than he had to. Jehoiachin. Yeah. Alexander only lived for 32 years. But he was in a very dangerous business. Okay. Okay, so there we have 45 years of Nebuchadnezzar. So the Gemara finishes and says, Tamni Bitzlasin Bisheva 8 plus 37 Hare Arbain Vachamesh Nebuchadnezzar. Now you have 45 for Nebuchadnezzar. Esen was clocked there of Merodach, and the 23 of Abel Merodach, Gemara. Everyone knows. We learned it. It's a tradition. Vitarti Didei, and now you have two of his own, Hashivin. Amar. Now there's 70 years that they've been here and they're not saved. Hashta Vadai Tula Mefarki. They're no longer going to be saved. This is what Belshazzar was thinking. Apik mani de bei makdisha. He took out the kelim of the mikdash. Shtamishpu, when he used them. Hainu de kamerle, Daniel. And that's what Daniel told him. Amare shemaya hisramamta. You raised yourself up higher than the Rabbona Shalom. Mare shemana, the master of the world. Well, the mani de beise. And with the kalim of his house, the Ribbono Shalom's house, right, the base of Mikdash. He siv kadamach, you took out and used. Uchsiv, and what happened to Belshazzar that night? Bebelelia that night, katil Belshazzar Malka. Belshazzar was assassinated.
What was the mistake in the calendar 17?
We're going to get it. Gemara is going to explain now. Okay, I just want to quickly mention Daniel. This happened at a party that Belshazzar was throwing, and at the party, some of you might remember, a hand came out and wrote something on the wall, and this is the famous the handwriting on the wall that Belshazzar didn't see. The handwriting on the wall, the handwriting said mana mana takalo parsin, and the explanation is that Hashem counted and weighed and found you lacking, and now your kingdom is up. And that night he died. Okay? So that's the story.
He was assassinated?
Bay Balaila Katil Belshazzar.
He died. Was he?
Oh, he was killed. Yeah, what happened was he threw this party. It was a classic. He threw a party because he had just conquered the Kazdim. So he went home, threw this big party, and then the Kazdim, who were retreating, doubled back and killed him. So you don't want to celebrate before they're really conquered.
There's something that went on about how he told his guards to let anybody in, even if they said they're him.
That was Belshazzar? And then what happened? Remind me.
He went out to the bathroom or something, came back in, and they didn't believe
him. Yeah, that's in the same Malachim. Something in the same Malachim, right?
Is that Belshazzar?
No, not at all. Completely different era.
That's that bad guy.
And then they killed him?
They were in the bathroom. They locked him in the bathroom. They would tell you.
And his guards killed him?
The guy got in, killed the guards and him.
Okay. So someone has homework.
There's something about this. There's something about this.
Okay.
He was taking too long. Oh, he was taking too long in the bathroom. The guards said, what's going on? They went 3 hours later, they opened, they saw him dead. That's what it was.
Okay. So someone has homework to tell us who that was. Okay. Uksiv, Daryavesh Mida, Kiba Malchusa, Kiba Malchusa Kvarshnin Shitin Vitartin. Where are we? Oh, this is just the end. This is not. And it says, Daryavesh Mid, got the Malchus from Belshazzar. That was the end of Belshazzar. Okay, Omar. Achashverosh said, Ihu.
What's the Kvarshnin Shisim Vitartin?
That's nothing. It's just, and Dayavish received it at the age of 62. It's the end of that story.
That was his age.
It's just the end of the story. And that's it. Belshazzar died. Dayavish became king at the age of 62. Okay? Amar. Achashverosh said, Ihu Belshazzar Mitatai. He calculated and made a mistake. I'm going to calculate and not make a mistake. Where was his mistake? Miksiv. L'malchus Babel. You starting the counting from the beginning of Nebuchadnezzar's reign of Babel's rise to power? No, the Pasuk says L'Babel. The Pasuk just says L'Babel. See these? Achashverosh was alarmed. See? He said, it doesn't say L'malchus Babel, it says L'Babel. So therefore, my L'Babel start from Gullus Babel. When is that? 8 years later. When Gullus Yehoyachin.
11 years later.
11?
Oh, not by Yehoyachin. Not by the father, by the son.
Right. Yehoyachin. Okay? Kama B'Tzeru, and how many are missing? Tamni, 8 years of Nebuchadnezzar before he exiled Yehoyachin. Choshev va'ayel chilufayu. So Achashverosh recalculated and inserted another 8 years. Chada de Belshazzar. 1 year of Belshazzar, because then he died. Then, in other words, Chada de Belshazzar. Belshazzar counted two of his own.
Right.
We had 45, 23, 68. And then Belshazzar said, I already ruled for 2 years, and then in year three, he took out the Beis HaMikdash, the Kalim Beis HaMikdash. So now there was another year of Belshazzar that Belshazzar didn't count as his own year, because he was counting the past years. So Chada the Belshazzar, Chomesh did Dayavish for Koresh, Dayavish and Koresh who took over after, right, we just said Davish Amada, he took over at 62, and then Koresh took over from him. That's five. Five plus
one
is six. Retired to the day. And then two more years of Achashverosh. What's the next pasuk? Bishnas Shalosh Limolcho. And then in Achashverosh's third year, he took out the Kalim. So, came in the Chazi, the Malu Shivin, below Ifruk. Now that Achashverosh saw that the 70 is up again, and they weren't saved, Amar Hashtavadai Tulum Afargi. Now they're certainly not going to be saved. Okay, there we go. Apik Mani Dibi Makdashah. He took out the Kalim Beis HaMikdash, Ishtamashbu, and he used them. Bas Satan, the Rikade Beinayan. The Satan came and danced at the party. Inni miny meeny miny mo. The heart and the Satan's sword fell on Vashti. Baharagas Vashti. In other words, the Gemara's assumption is someone had to die. Because the Avera or the Zilzal in Kavod Shamayim was so great that someone had to die. There had to be some sort of an Onesh. It's interesting, no?
Wouldn't it make sense to go dock on the person that did the Avera?
Okay, so we're going to get to that. Now. Right now. Okay. So, Achashverosh, we say in Avidoi, Avol Anachnu V'Avotzenu Chatanu. Okay? So, but it says, Lo Yumsu Banim, right? It says, Hashem gave a Haftacha that he won't put the sons to die for the sins of the fathers. So what are we being mowed? What are we clapping al chait? Avol Anachnu V'Avotzenu Chatanu. We have a Haftacha that we're not going to die because of our... Okay, so one of the answers is very simple. Of course, if the only way that a son will be will be held liable for a father's averos is if they're mamshich their drach derech. Okay, so then you can't say I can't be responsible. You can be responsible. You're giving a skama to it, and you're continuing it. So in that vein, what was happening? Where did Achashverosh's Taos Avera come from? The whole thing was based on Belshazzar. So
why is it based on Belshazzar?
Because that was his whole thing. He went back. He says, "Oh, Belshazzar made the mistake. I'm not going to make that mistake." Belshazzar took
out. Belshazzar.
No, not Tully. He's following Belshazzar's lead. Belshazzar is this. He was the king of this Zilzal Kvod Shamayim. The concept of Zilzal Kvod Shamayim that the Nevuah is not going to happen. That we have to. I have to show that the Nevuah is not going to happen by taking out the Kalim and the Beis Mikdash. Realize they were afraid of taking out the Kalim Beis Mikdash. The Nevuah meant something to them. There was a standing Nevuah that Bavel was going to be destroyed for destroying Yerushalayim, and they respected that. For him to go full-fledged in a frontal assault like Titus, right? Like like Titus did, was a tremendous Zilzal for Shamayim. So he continued what Belshazzar started, because Belshazzar was like this template of doing this. So Bas Satan Varikade, the Satan came and there had to be some sort of Belshazzar connection to the Onesh. Who could suffer Belshazzar and Achashverosh? Achashverosh will suffer with Vashti dying because of Ishta Kedufo and Isha Mesa El Baila. And Belshazzar, Vashti was Belshazzar's only descendant. So, to end, that's it. Belshazzar has no vestige of lineage. It's a horrible Onesh Kavayachal. So this way, both Achashverosh and Belshazzar were punished in this Baz Satan Verikate and Vashti dying. Okay? Hashapri Chashiv. But 1 second, the Gemara says, he made a good calculation. Where was he off? Right? Achashverosh, why was he off? It didn't happen the next year. Ihunama Mititai. He also made a mistake. Dibayle Lemimne Mechorvas Yerushalayim. He should have counted, we mentioned before, the pasuk of not just Lebavel, he should have counted from the destruction of Yerushalayim, which was
11 years later.
Okay.
So after what? After Ihoyachim?
Yes. That's what he said, right? Galu b'sheva, Galu b'shmona. Galu b'shmona esrei, Galu b'chayesrei. That's 11 years late. 11? Okay. Kama b'tziran, chadesar. 11 years are missing now. Ihu kama malach. How long did Achashverosh rule?
40-something
years. Arbesar. 14 years. Barbesar di day. So then in the 14th year of Achashverosh's rule, the Beis HaMikdash should have been rebuilt. But it didn't happen. Allah maksiv ba'din b'telas avidas beis halakad b'yushalayim. And it says that the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash stopped. Koresh gave orders to rebuild it. Then came Daryavesh, stopped it. Achashverosh kept alive the ban. Then Daryavesh the second, Achashverosh's son, 2 years into his reign, allowed it to continue. So,
and he was a yid.
So how come it doesn't make sense? We're this many years off, right? It should have been in the 14th year of Achashverosh's reign. Now we're 2 years later that Daryavesh II gives orders to rebuild it. The only thing is, Daryavesh must have been very young. Seems like Mordechai was really... How old could Daryavesh have been? 10, 11, 12?
Shlomo started at 12. Rabbi Nibble to someone under 21 or something with that story in the paper recently. I'm showing up and thinking as well. There was no Rabbi back then.
He was Bar Mitzvah boy. His Bar Mitzvah present. He asked for his Bar Mitzvah present. Chachma. That was it. Hashem said to him, he says, we can have whatever you want.
He says, I just want...
Right. Okay. So, Amarava, Shanim Mikuta'os Havu. The years were cut off years. In other words, when he counted 5 years, we said before that there are 5 years of... and Koresh. Those weren't really five, they were four. So now we have another one. And then another year of... Who was it?
Maybe Belshazzar's year?
Nebuchadnezzar and Abel Merodach were not 68, 45 and 23, but there were half years here that only equaled 67. So you have 1 year there, plus 1 year of less of Dayavish and Koresh. That gives you 2 extra years past Achashverosh's reign. In the second year, into Dayavish's reign, 2 years after Achashverosh's reign, the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt. Okay. Tanya. We're up on Yud Beis Malav. Tanya Amihachi. Vod Shana Acheres. Vibavel. Vahamad Dayavish Vishlima. The Bryson says, There was yet another year missing for Bavel to rule the Jewish people when Belshazzar died. So you see, it was a Shana Mekutos that were missing a year. V'amar Dayavesh v'shlima. And then Dayavesh arose and reigned 1 year, and he completed those 70 years. Okay, so now we're back to 70. Amar Rava. After Neil Tabai Chushmana, even Daniel also was mistaken in his calculation. So the Gemara is saying, uses the word binosi, which means I had to use extra avona in calculating. So the Gemara is assuming from that extra word of Daniel saying binosi, like I checked again and I went back. The Gemara is saying that Daniel obviously also got it wrong the first time, and then went back and checked and got it right. Midikamar binosi, from the fact that it says binosi mechlal dita, you see that he first made a mistake. Mikamakam kashe kraya dadi, but the Gemara says even so, whatever calculation you have, the two psukim are at odds with each other. One pasuk said, "Ksiv milos lebavel," and one "Ksiv lecharvos Yerushalayim." Now we answered that the reason it's 70 is because it's from the ruins of Yerushalayim. But the Gemara says that's nice, but it still says 70 years of Bavel. So how do you reconcile that? Those two. Yes, 70 years after the Churban, it started again the rebuilding. But it still said 70 years of Bavel, and it wasn't 70 years of Bavel, it was 81 years of Bavel, or even more. Okay? So the Gemara says, Amarava lefkida ba'alma. 70 years lebavel, they were remembered. And that's when Koresh the first allowed them to go back to Yerushalayim and allowed them to start rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Truly, it didn't last, and it was shot down, and they had to stop. But at least there was a pkida, there was a zikaron that saw Reishis Tzmichas Geulasenu. Behind it, the chsiv, Koamar Koresh, Melech Poras, Koamar Chazar, Nasal Hashem, Akej Maim, Bu Pakar Alay, Livnos Lovais Mishalayim. And Koresh said, "Oh, Hashem gave me the thing, and I took it upon myself and allowed them to go back and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash." So Koresh not only allowed them, but he attributed his power to the Ribbono Shel Olam and allowed them to go back to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So at least there was a zikaron, a pkida, in their geula, that their geula started, even though it wasn't the geula at the time. Darsh Rav Nachman Bar Chisda. My dechsev, Ko Hashem, Hashem Mumshicho, LeKoresh Asher Chzakti Bimino. It says Hashem said to his Mashiach, to his anointed one, and then it goes on to talk about Koresh. Koresh wasn't anointed, and he certainly wasn't the Mashiach. So what does the pasuk mean? Right? It says in the pasuk, but he wasn't anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. Okay, that, in other words, the Gemara assumes that the anointing is reserved for the Shemen HaMishcha. Okay? V'chi Koresh.
He's the king of Babel, he's not even the king of Jews.
Yeah, but he's saying he might have been anointed. It's, right? Even today we have knighted and nobled and whatever else they do. You know, in other words, it's not far to assume that there was an anointing process in Melech Bavel. Okay? El Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Mashiach. L'Chikoresh Mashiach Ava. No. El Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Mashiach. Hashem said to Mashiach about Koresh. Kovel Ani L'cha Al Koresh. A Kovel It says here complain. I think it's upset or something like that. He says here complains. But I thought it was like upset, like okay, something not good about Koresh. That Koresh Ani Amarti Hu Yibne Bisi Vikabet Galuyosai. I said that he can rebuild the base of Mikdash and the Kibbutz Goliath can happen in his time. And who was the Melech in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, when Koresh allowed them to go back? Yeah. What was his name? Chizkiyahu, right? Chizkiyo was the one that...
That's already by his name.
Chizkiyahu. By Yesheni?
You're talking about by Yesheni.
Yeah. Chizkiyahu was...
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay. So if that would have happened, Chizkiyahu would have been the Mashiach, and they would have went back, and the Beis HaMikdash would have been rebuilt, and Shalom Al Yisrael. But now that Koresh said... Koresh didn't take an active role. Koresh said, you know what, you guys can go up and rebuild if you want to. But it's not that he took an active role in making it happen. So once he didn't take an active role in making it happen, it stopped. And then once it stopped, the eventual rebuilding didn't happen until after Dayavish the second. And then it was no longer... And now it makes sense what Rabbanu Shalom is saying to Mashiach. Because Koresh didn't do what he was supposed to and fulfill what he could have, and Chizkiyahu didn't become the Mashiach, now we have to wait till you come. That's what Rabbanu Shalom is saying to Mashiach. Okay, which is something interesting I just wanted to mention. We're going to stop here. That supposedly, I don't know if it's true or not, but supposedly they say that people came to the Chofetz Chaim and proved or that it was time for Mashiach to coming, because you know Mashiach, Balchanan Wasserman wrote a kuntres called Achris Ikvus of the Mashiachasa about Achris Hayamim. So. I think supposedly the Chofetz Chaim went through times that Mashiach could have come, including his own time, and the concept is that there are many times there's this that are mesugal for the geula to happen, and Mashiach could come at any one of those intervals and windows. And he's available to come. In other words, there are these, stops along the way that Mashiach could come at any of those times. And that you have a proof that Mashiach will come by such and such and such. It's not that it's not true. That could be a time that's Mesugah for Mashiach to come. So this, and here you see a perfect example of how this could be true. The Pasuk gave you 70 years. 70 years is finite. But the Pasuk gave you 70 years from Bavel. The Pasuk gave you 70 years from Churbas Yerushalayim. And the Pasuk is and then now looking back, you can see that each one was a stop. It could have been the 70 years after Los Bavel could have happened, and then it could have been all over. But Lo Zachu, it didn't pan out the way it was supposed to, and then it had to be Shivim. Lechorvus Yerushalayim.
King Chizkiyahu, he was the king of Israel.
Yes.
And he was still kind of under Koresh.
So it seems like he could have given him back autonomy. And he didn't. Okay, that's it. Take care.